Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Beal. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Roland Office. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry McWilliams. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Larry McWilliams. And now, play ball. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dejesu strikes out. 1 out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner hits a line drive into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Royster hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beal hits a pop-up into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Vail hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Burrows picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burrows. Johnson moves to third. Tim Blackwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Horner hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roland Office batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Office hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Office reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Hubbard is walked intentionally. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McWilliams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan De Jesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. De Jesus is 0 for 1 in the game. De Jesus hits a line drive into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams fires to first and has White trapped. There's the throw to Royster, who tags White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Royster reaches second base with a double. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is 0 for 1 in the game. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Royster moves to third. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Royster scores. Burrows moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Joe Nolan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burrows moves to third. Horner moves to second. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Office is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mike Vail batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vail is 0 for 1 in the game. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelleher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McWilliams is 0-for-1 in the game. McWilliams strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Royster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Royster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beal is 0-for-2 in the game. Beal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Royster moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royster scores. Beal moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beal moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Bob Horner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Horner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Beal scores. There goes Matthews trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Burrows moves to second. It's 3-2, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive towards third. Horner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nolan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Offis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Offis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale, who is chasing the ball. Offis reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hubbard is hit by the pitch. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McWilliams is 0-for-2 in the game. McWilliams strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Office scores. Hubbard moves to second. It's 4-2, Braves. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hubbard moves to third. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jerry Royster batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Royster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Royster is walked intentionally. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Royster. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Royster steals second. Bob Beal batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beal hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Beal reaches second base with a double. Hubbard scores. Royster scores. It's 6-2, Braves. Donnie Moore now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-2 in the game. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davey Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burrows is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Horner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Horner hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nolan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with more covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Bonnell now playing right field. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blackwell for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher strikes out. Two outs. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Donnie Moore. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kleins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrows. Kleins reaches second base with a double. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Holtzman now pitching. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Office is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Office hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hubbard hits a pop-up into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McWilliams is 0-for-3 in the game. McWilliams bunts towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards third. Horner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Royster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Bonnell moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burrows is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a pop-up into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Rodney Scott pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.